Okay, if you're setting up a serious business, say an LLC in Texas, you find out pretty fast that the paperwork, well, it's not just red tape, it's foundational. And honestly, nothing feels quite as make or break or maybe as easy to mess up as getting the name right.
That's so true. It's your brand's cornerstone.
Exactly. And if the state kicks it back, everything just stops. Deadlines missed, momentum gone. So our mission today is really sharp. We're doing a deep dive into those absolute first steps you must take to lock down a unique business name for a Texas LLC. And we're not just pointing you to a website link. We're going to synthesize the official rules so you understand how to actually succeed with that search, the first time around.
That's right. And for this deep dive, we're working directly from the Texas LLC name availability search guide. So we're taking what can be pretty dense administrative text
Yeah, really dense
and
sometimes.
turning it into practical, usable knowledge for you.
Exactly. We need to get past just the basics. We'll cover the how, like where the search actually happens, but more importantly, we're unpacking the legal whys.
The tricky parts.
Yeah, the specific criteria Texas uses that might turn what looks like a perfect name into, well, a costly rejection. By the end of this, you should have a real shortcut to understanding this crucial step, hopefully saving you weeks of potential filing delays.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's dig in then. A founder has their brilliant name. Maybe they've already got the domain name, started sketching logos. Now they need the official okay from Texas. Where exactly do they have to go? Because, you see all these online services promising quick checks.
Right, and that's a really common question now. Why bother with a government portal when some slick commercial site says it's faster? The answer boils down to authority.
Authority, okay.
The official Texas LLC name search has to be done online, yes, but it absolutely must be through the one system the state recognizes,
Yeah.
the SOS Direct portal.
SOS Direct, got it.
And SOS Direct isn't just, a search field. It's the state's official gateway for pretty much all business filings and information in Texas. It's directly tied into the Secretary of State's records.
So it's the source of truth.
Exactly. Using it means you're checking against the actual up-to-the-minute official database, not some third-party list that might be outdated or incomplete.
Ah, okay. So if I use one of those other services, I might get a thumbs up, but that means basically nothing if the Secretary of State turns around and says nope, because their own records weren't properly checked.
Precisely. You'd just be setting yourself up for trouble.
Seems like it.
You really have to understand that this portal, SOS Direct, it's managed by the Texas Secretary of State, the SOS. That's what gives it the official weight.
They're the final word.
They are the final arbiter on whether a business name is distinct enough in Texas. If the SOS rejects your name, it doesn't matter what any other search said or how much you spent on branding.
Okay, that makes sense. It's not just about finding if the name exists, it's about meeting the state's legal standard. So this is where it gets really interesting. Why is using this portal, SOS Direct, so critical? What does it actually verify beyond just the simple is this name taken check?
Well, the primary function, yes, is checking for exact matches, that basic availability.
Wow.
But the real value, the critical part, is verifying that the name complies with Texas law. And there are a couple of major hurdles a name has to clear according to the statute.
Hurdles. Okay. What's the first one?
The first is pretty straightforward but easily missed, the required corporate designation. For an LLC, the name has to clearly show its structure. What the official guide tells us is the name must include words like limited liability company, or more commonly, the abbreviations, LLC or LLC.
Right.
So if you try to file something like just Texas Tech Solutions without adding that LLC part, automatic rejection.
Okay, sounds simple, but I can totally see how people focused on the cool part of the name might just forget that that legal tag at the end.
It happens all the time.
But you mentioned the second hurdle, something about distinguishability. That sounds trickier. What does Texas mean by too similar?
Yes. This is really the core insight for you, the listener, and where understanding the official source pays off. The law requires the proposed name to be distinguishable upon the records of the Secretary of State from every other registered entity.
Distinguishable, not just identical.
Exactly. And this goes way beyond just checking for the exact same name. Texas law is very specific about what doesn't count when making names distinct.
So, like what kind of things do they ignore?
Okay, for example, changing just the corporate ending, like from LLC to LLC with the periods, or even spelling out limited liability company, that does absolutely nothing to make it distinguishable in their eyes.
Seriously.
Yeah. So if Acme Consulting LLC already exists, You simply cannot register Acme Consulting LLC or Acme Consulting Limited Liability Company. They see it as the same core name.
Wow, okay. So fiddling with punctuation, capitalization, or just the type of required ending LLC, LLC, that won't work. That's important because a quick web search might make you think those variations are different enough.
Right, but the state registrar looks straight past that. Another thing they ignore for distinguishability, articles, conjunctions, prepositions, words like a, an, the, and, or oof.
Huh. Like filler words.
Essentially, yes. If the Best Bakery LLC is already registered, you almost certainly can't register just Best Bakery LLC. The state kind of strips those little words away and compares the main identifying terms.
So the SOS staff are basically looking at the heart of the name, the core idea. That really forces founders to be genuinely different, not just play word games.
That's a good way to put it.
What about restricted words? I know states often reserve certain terms, like you can't just call yourself First National Bank LLC without being, well, a bank.
Oh, absolutely. That's another critical check the SOS Direct Search facilitates, even if indirectly. It's not just about preventing duplicates. It's screening for words that are restricted or imply a regulated status.
Okay.
Texas won't let an LLC use certain words that suggest it's in a regulated field, like banking, insurance, education, or that it's a government body, unless you've already gotten specific approval from the relevant state agency before you file. Common examples you see flagged are words like bank, trust, insurance, university, or anything suggesting it's official, like Texas Department of Health. If you put bank in your LLC name without having the Texas Department of Banking's okay first, your filing is basically dead on arrival.
That is incredibly important context. So the search isn't just, is it available? It's really, is it legally compliant on multiple levels? Okay, let's bring this back to the founder, the business owner. We know doing this right avoids legal fights later, which is huge. But how does using SOS Direct correctly save them actual time and money right now during the setup phase?
Oh, the immediate efficiency gains are massive.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about the opposite scenario.
Yeah.
You file your formation documents with a name that gets kicked back because it wasn't distinguishable enough or used a restricted word.
Right. What happens then?
Well, the first major benefit of doing the SOS Direct check properly up front is that it helps you avoid filing delays. These delays aren't trivial. They can easily stretch into weeks, sometimes even months.
Weeks or months? Wow.
Yeah, Texas SOS processing times can vary. If your name gets rejected, you've lost all the time you spent waiting for that initial review, plus now you have to figure out how to fix it, file an amendment, or maybe even start the whole application over with a new name. That just kills your momentum.
Yeah. That sounds painful. A clean check up front just avoids all that.
Completely avoids it.
Yeah.
And think beyond the delays. What about the cost of having to suddenly rebrand?
Oh, man. Yeah. If you jump the gun and already printed business cards, launched a website, maybe ordered signs.
Exactly. Under a name, the state then says is deceptively similar or non-compliant. That's potentially thousands of dollars down the drain. It's a total financial loss on top of the time lost.
So using the official portal to nail down a truly unique and compliant name isn't just paperwork.
Not at all. It's like front-loading your legal protection. A name cleared by the SOS is inherently stronger because the state itself has officially recognized it as distinct, at least based on their records at that time.
That makes sense.
And what's more, when you use SOS Direct to make sure you're meeting all the rules of required ending, the distinguishability standards, avoiding restricted words, you're essentially paving the way for a smooth, error-free registration for your LLC. The name really is the foundation. Get that right according to the state's specific rules, not just a general guess, and the rest of the filing process is much more likely to go smoothly.
Okay, so what this really means for you, the listener, is that taking the time to use the official SOS Direct portal, even if it feels a bit clunky compared to commercial sites, it's not just a small task to check off. It's actually a smart, strategic move.
A defensive move, really.
Yeah. You're using the state's own system to get immediate protection, avoid wasting money on rebranding, and keep your whole setup process on schedule. It's pretty much the definition of administrative efficiency when you look at it that way.
Well said.
So we've pretty quickly broken down that mandatory first step for a Texas LLC name. We went from identifying the how, the specific SOS Direct portal, to really unpacking the why behind it, digging into those specific Texas SOS rules about suffixes, distinguishability, and restricted words that can trip people up.
Right. And all this brings up, I think, a really interesting final thought for you, the listener, to chew on as you approach any new venture, not just in Texas. If the official process makes it clear that following these specific statutory rules for, say, distinguishability is absolutely key to preventing legal problems and ensuring an error-free registration. Well, it highlights the strategic importance of getting that official verification early on.
Mm.
So the question to mull over is, when you're launching something new, how much value should you place on getting that foundational official green light, even if it feels a bit slower or more bureaucratic, compared to the temptation of just running with a name or concept based on quicker informal checks? Basically, how much unseen risk are you comfortable taking on just to maintain initial speed? That's something worth considering as you build your own foundation.